Okay, so let's get into it. We're doing a deep dive today into the Western Cape Mobility Department's new strategic plan.
Yep, this covers the next 5 years, right up to 2029-30.
And their guiding vision is mobility as a connector of people, goods, and institutions. But what's the real trigger here? I mean, why is such a massive overhaul right now?
Well, it really all boils down to one thing. The almost total collapse of the national rail network.
Especially around Cape Town.
Exactly. We're not just talking about an inconvenience here. It's caused billions in economic losses, not to mention all the lost commuter hours. So the province is trying to step in.
And the goal, the big impact they want to have.
The plan states it pretty clearly. They're aiming for a sustainable, safe, dignified, and fit-for-purpose transport system for you, the citizen.
Okay, that sounds good, but let's be honest. Restoring rail feels like a huge ask. It's been in decline for over a decade. So how does Pillar One even begin to tackle that?
It is a massive challenge, and they know it. The number one priority is getting passenger rail back to being the true backbone of public transport in the city.
But that means dealing with Palaisa, which is always the roadblock.
Right. And the plan addresses that. It commits the department to working directly with the city of Cape Town and, yes, with PRASA to find, and I'm quoting, workable solutions for devolving the rail service.
So it's a formal commitment to try and take control.
It's putting a stake in the ground, yes.
All right, so moving beyond commuters, Pillar Two seems to shift focus to the economy, to freight.
It does. This is all about supporting that growth for jobs priority. The aim is a freight system that's efficient, reliable, and, cost-effective.
And how do you do that?
The main strategy is a freight rail revitalization framework. The idea is to use incentives to get all that rail-friendly cargo off our roads.
Which are already so overloaded.
Completely. And get it back onto the rail network. To help coordinate all that, they're also setting up a dedicated unit just for the Port of Cape Town to focus on clearing up those critical logistics jams.
Now, this is where I think it gets really interesting. Pillar Three connects mobility directly to safety. And there's a huge target here, isn't there?
A massive one. A ministerial priority to have road fatalities by 2030.
Wow. And it looks like they're focusing on two specific areas to get there.
That's right. The data is clear. First, pedestrian safety is a really serious ongoing concern. And second, you have to address the minibus taxi sector.
The MBTs, I mean, they move something like 1.5 million people a day.
Every single day. It's a massive part of the system, but it's often very informal.
And the plan's intervention is called the Shayla Smart Program. What is that exactly?
It's basically a plan for incremental transformation, using technology to professionalize the industry and improve the experience for commuters.
So what kind of technology are we talking about?
Things like centralized vehicle monitoring, better driver training, and laying the groundwork for digital operations. It's really about using smart tools to regulate and improve a sector that's been largely unregulated.
Okay, so technology seems to be the critical thread tying all of this together.
Absolutely. And the centerpiece of that whole digital strategy is something called the Integrated Transport Hub, or IT.
EITA.
Yeah. You should think of it as the central nervous system for all transport data. It's the system that will allow for data exchange, better efficiency, and smarter decision-making across every single service we've talked about.
So to wrap this all up, what does this actually mean for you listening to this? These outcomes, restoring rail, fixing freight, improving safety, they seem to map directly onto those big provincial priorities.
They do. Growth for jobs, safety, innovation, it's all there. But, and this is a big but that the document itself points out,
There's always a but.
meaningful impact takes more than a 5-year plan. It needs a much longer-term view and, most importantly, sustained investment.
And that just raises the final critical question for anyone watching this, doesn't it? Given that government usually works with annual budgets, how essential is it to get multi-year funding locked in to make sure that huge projects like the ITH or rail devolution actually become a reality and don't just stay an aspiration on paper? That financial commitment is definitely the thing to watch.